Welcome to North State Give and Take. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this show previews local nonprofits with some pre-recorded interviews. And today I'll be talking about the Veterans Garden Project. Well, I would like to welcome today Michelle Angela and Rosemary Febo from the Veterans Garden Project here in Butte County. Welcome, guys.
Oh, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know. This is fun for me. Rosemary and I, we work together on a lot of things, so it's just kind of like friends having a conversation.
Yeah, well, most people know me as Mama Rose
from
certainly on KZFR. But
yeah, definitely on KZFR. And Michelle, yeah. I've known you for a long time. We're nurses together.
We are in kindred spirits. Thank you, Bobby. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear a little bit about just what you do and how long you've done it and what you're up to.
Oh, thank you for your time. Well, I've been fortunate enough to, I've been employed now as a behavioral health nurse, mental health nurse at the Veterans Affairs. So I've had the great opportunity to get to know our local veterans here in the community, and I feel very honored to have that opportunity to take care of them. When I was working and starting off, I luckily had the opportunity with a good friend, Michael Cannon, and Kelly Mayer, they give out the free plants on Earth Day. And I asked if I could snag a couple and maybe just share some with the veterans if they needed them for those good old summertime gardens. They were kind enough, and Michael and I kind of teamed up, him being a great gardener and, of course, me being the nurse. We thought if we could maybe start just handing out some free plants to veterans, it might help them get their gardens started. And with that, it seems like a lot of magical things have happened in the last 9 years. We were invited to a community garden, and we were in the heart of that garden for quite some time until we had to leave. I believe our lease was up, and they're putting in low-income housing. So in that window of time, we had a 25-by-60 plot, and we had put in 25 raised beds, I believe, or 20 raised
22?
Beds. Oh, 22 raised beds.
Yeah.
We had a little gazebo in the middle. So it was one of those places they could gather in a community garden, and we saw the need to be able to provide fresh veggies for the vets. So it started off essentially just giving out free plants, then it turned into a community garden, and then it turned into taking that harvest in to the VA so that way veterans who couldn't make it out to the garden at least could have the fresh produce. But the neatest thing that I'm really proud of is that we have a lot of veterans with the GI Bill, and they could be of any age. So just putting it out there, if anybody ever wants to work, I've got where if they're going to college, Butte College, Chico State, they can actually work in the garden with Voc Rehab, which is a great thing because it's veterans helping other veterans. So now these young vets or middle-aged, well-seasoned are now literally having an opportunity to go to college. And a lot of them have changed their careers and gone more into agriculture, environmental science. It's been beautiful. And then the fact that they're getting paid, you know, provides a little bit of back to getting into a mission statement for them. They've got something that they can do. So it's been nothing but literally a great thing that started from very organic. And then the best part was bringing Rosemary on board to take it to the next level.
Well, my part of it is basically helping them with projects that need to be done, marketing, advertising, getting the word out there to people, you know, design a logo, many, many things like that. So we had something to give to the vets when they were in the VA. I also have been doing some grant writing and proposals and so forth for raising money, basically, because like any nonprofit, we're under the auspice of the North Valley Community Foundation. They're our fiduciary there. So we work with them trying to raise money, and it's a hard way to go, you know, but this is such a niche thing. It's non-political because veterans come from all different walks of life. And so, and people, I think, from both sides are sympathetic to the fact that these older men and younger men, you know, go through life with PTSD and you know, consequences of their service for the country. So I think there is a sympathetic ear there. And for me, I see the opportunity for them to be able to nurture something and continue that. And it has, I mean, some of the vets have gotten off of medications, the doctors all at the VA, many of them have prescribed the garden. And of course, during COVID, we're not able to really have a public garden like we used to. Michael has a space here at his place, and one of the other young men who started a landscaping business because he was so excited about gardening and so forth. And he has a small greenhouse, and he's able to have plants and grow there. So we just have two little places. We're looking for a new home. Hopefully the city said something about wanting to reinstate us somewhere. So we're looking at all of our options for finding a bigger space.
So the idea that gardening is a great way to help with just mental health.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And just with your good sense, because you have the history of working with mental illness and, you know, different problems, depression, things that all people have. And that's how it kind of got put together. Hey, this would be a good therapy.
Yes. What I found was the isolation. A lot of veterans will live out in the rural areas to get away from, you know, people at times. And I do want to point out what Rose was saying, but I did want to also elaborate that there are a lot of women veterans in yes. our establishment. And when, unfortunately, men and women have had to deal with military sexual trauma, PTSD, depression, bipolar, we could go on with the list. Yes. And with that, they isolate a lot. And ruminate a lot. And so if I can get them to be in the moment, if they can get a little bit of sleep or nourishment or B12 with the sunshine, or maybe just integrate with another veteran and talk some smack, you know, I've never met a more wonderful salt to the earth group of people when it comes to the fact that whether they were respected or not, you know, and again, like Rosemary mentioned, it's non-political and we want to keep it that way with the garden. No stress. You get to it when you get to it. So those things are important for mental health in order to feel like you might belong to something. You could trust in some stranger that might not be out to do anything except provide a free plant and say, hey, try this. The other important thing that's really important to me regarding veterans is their family. I feel that I can't get the veteran to come out maybe unless I've got that loving member to encourage. And a lot of the family members have to deal with all the symptoms that that veteran has experienced. And sometimes they don't have those support groups like I'd like to see. Mm-hmm. So to us, not only the veteran, but we encourage the families, because if that kid grows a tomato, they're going to be eating it more than likely, you know? So
what comes to my point is that when, or my part that I really, truly love is that we take some of that harvest like we would at the Butte Environmental Gardens over there where we were located. And I would take some of that harvest and teach them what to do with. I mean, there's so much you can do with a zucchini that people don't realize other than, you know, saute it or boil it. So we're working on a program, you know, to help teach cooking classes, basically, and for me to do some more demos, you know, online. And we're hoping that that kind of manifests itself pretty soon, you know, every week or every harvest.
Yeah.
At the garden, I would, you know, take my tools and go and help them decide what they were going to do with that harvest that they were going to take home.
It's kind of like using the ground for common ground or something like that. I mean, it's kind of neat, I have to say. And non-political and just a connection that's, I don't know, natural.
Well, we get testimonials from the veterans all the time and how they benefit from it. And one of the big things is the camaraderie that they feel not very threatened. They can talk to each other and it doesn't matter whether they were Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. Mm-hmm. They all have a lot of things that are in common. And I laugh when I tell someone, if you want something done, like if you want these 22 beds built, you send in some military and they're zip, 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 it's done. You know, they're in and they're out because that's their training. And I literally get goosebumps when we used to have a lot of other little side events like bocce ball and some little gatherings, you know, for lunch. And one day there were four women there, each representing a different military branch. And they didn't go into their sexual abuse that they had, but they connected with their experiences in the military. And I mean, they were crying and I was crying. I mean, it was so moving.
You're listening to Michelle Angela and Rosemary Febo from the Veterans Garden here in Chico, and you're listening to 90.1 FM.
How did they find you?
Yeah, thank you. Well, what was really wonderful is the behavioral health and the VA, and like I say, I don't represent the VA, but they've been extremely supportive. So what's been wonderful is the doctors would encourage that. I'd put flyers out, and Rose made this amazing postcard,
yeah.
And on one side, it shows the garden, and it says, when you're ready for a new mission.
It says, after. When the mission is over, you know, or something like that. And then it, you know, then where do you, you know, what do you do? And yeah. And they do need direction. And
yeah. And yeah. When we were the first out of all the VAs, I think there was 20 something that they have this thing called Healthy Teaching Kitchen. And so they brought us on board where they gave us a nutritionist, myself and Rosemary, and we'd go out to the garden. Well, we were the only one in the nation that actually had a actual garden. All the other ones had to go to your local farmers markets, purchase the goods, and then come back to teach. So Rose made gazpacho one day. She made some pesto and put it on a raw zucchini. And they were literally, it was delicious. Raw food. You would have never banked that they would have a piece of raw veggie there.
Well, we couldn't have fire out at the garden. So I had to be creative.
So the way they found out was word of mouth is the way veterans find out. I'll tell you that. They definitely like to gather and communicate, whether it be the lobbies or outside. So I know it was word of mouth. And then I think they know my intentions. My intention is basically to offer anything I can positive. I love my community. And I feel that if we take care of our veterans in our community, that's a really good community.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview with Michelle Angela and Rosemary Febo, and they're talking about the Veterans Garden Project here in Chico. And they have been doing that with the help of Michael Cannon, a master gardener. So stay tuned for a little bit more of this interview after a short break. You're listening to 90.1 FM and North State Give and Take on KZFR. Back to our interview with Michelle Angela and Rosemary Febo, talking about the Veterans Garden Project here in Chico. You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this show is called North State Give and Take.
The whole idea of a Veterans Garden is something that is national, but here in Chico, what happened is you put your heads together and then went to the North Valley Foundation to see if they would be the umbrella.
Yes, it was cute. Michael actually encouraged me to go do it. I've never done anything like this. We really created the name. He's the one who said Veterans Garden. And then he said, let's make it a project, because a project is always evolving and it's always growing. So he kind of made me walk over North Valley. I had no idea what I was doing, but Alexis is amazing. And they allowed me to share, and they supported us immediately. And our very first vet that came on board, Paul Riley, what was sweet is he definitely had PTSD, three tours, active tours, with all the symptoms you can imagine. And the best part is, after being with us for a year, he decided to start being a little league coach to his son's baseball team. And then he asked us if we would be the sponsor. And so again, there was just nothing better than to see a dad feel like he can kind of get back, harness back his strength in the community. And that's, you know, that's really about service. And so this is a great way.
And you had mentioned it's a national thing, but not all the A's have a garden. I mean, there's still not very many of them. There are other groups, VA groups, that are like, I know one that goes out and takes guys out hunting and fishing and so forth. And there are some agricultural organizations that are trying to help veterans with farming and so forth. This is, you know, kind of victory garden type things. And so it's just a great way for them to, you know, touch the earth and, mm-hmm. and get connected again with not only the earth, but each other.
Mm-hmm. And Chico is just so lucky to have one.
You know, that's the point, is we're right now with North Valley Community Foundation, with Rose and the VA. We're really trying to see if we can harness enough to look for some property to get back close, if we could, close to the VA, only because veterans all throughout Butte County, again, everyone from Berry Creek area, you know, and sadly to up into the mountains, everyone who's had to deal with some type of fire or loss, our goal is to create another garden where we could literally provide a service for them. Since they can't gather at the local VA due to COVID, it would be great again for an outdoor COVID safe place where they could maybe gather again. That's our goal for 2021, if possible.
Gosh, out there on Merriam Park, I can just see a perfect garden right over there by the VA.
Oh yeah. We do have a little, we have a core group of vets who work with Michael, you know, on a continual basis. We haven't been able to expand, you know, because of COVID much, but that's, you know, that's going to happen. It'll happen. Every Veterans Day and every Memorial Day, we give hundreds of plant starts to the veterans.
Yeah, in fact, I forgot. Thank you for mentioning that. That's been actually was what really started all of this, was we gave out free, and now it's almost about 500 to 1,000 plants to veterans and their families on Memorial Day, Veterans Day. And locally owned AgMart has been kind enough to let us sell $2 a plant to the public. So it's been nice. That's been helping us keep those donations and money coming in so we can provide free to veterans, and then be able to just charge a small price to the public. And the plants are wonderful and healthy, and they need a home, and we'd love to provide.
Wow, it just is such a win-win.
It really is. I mean, we were thinking about the best part, the best part for me when she was talking about goosebumps is I went to their graduation. Chico State has a veterans graduation. And if you've never been to one, I'd highly recommend. But at the end, when they awarded them, I had two that had worked for us, and they'd gotten academic achievement awards with their ropes. But then they got community service, and it was the Veterans Garden Project. So it was weird to hear my baby being called, you know, and having the vets. And they were hot dogging with their little awards. They were so proud. And I have to tell you, I just felt like, wow, this is something more than I could have ever expected. So we will be wanting to hire new Butte College and Chico State students. If anybody's interested, whether it be marketing or agriculture or gardening, we will find positions. But my other two are graduating next spring, so I'm going to be needing to recruit. I'm a fairly decent drill sergeant, so we'll... And I don't think the other VAs are aware that this Voc Rehab, veterans could get paid. You know, it's tax-free in addition to their GI Bill, which is a nice little chunk of change.
And that's what she means when she said to hire someone.
To hire
someone within the vocational rehab. Yeah.
So, right. They're eligible for that. And then what happens, and they have a list of places where they can work. And the Veterans Garden is on that list.
Yes. As long as veterans are helping other veterans, that's really what the key was. So, yes.
When someone wants to donate or somehow, is there a volunteer thing they can do, not being a vet? Is there a way for them to donate money easily? Do they donate money to the North Valley Foundation and it goes to you? How does that work?
Yes, that's probably the best way, is to go through the North Valley Community Foundation. And, you know, they have a list of all their nonprofits, and you can find the Veterans Garden Project on that. And then the different events, I mean, when we were able to, we would have other, you know, music events, the regular fundraising activities, right, that most people do, but mostly Veterans Day and Memorial Day, come out and buy some plants.
And then our website, it's a simple one. I've got luckily I've got to take a little bit more ownership of it, but it is a direct donation. It's veteransgardenproject.org. And then we do have a Facebook site and an Instagram site, and both of those also have a direct link. And then, as you probably know, 98% goes right back into the garden.
Is the Facebook address the same Veterans Garden Project?
Yes.
And so people can donate there. I bet it's a little frustrating, really, because especially you, Rose, who wants to do things to raise money, but you are kind of just water right now.
Yeah, it is. It's difficult times for everybody, but fortunately, it doesn't take a lot of money to nurture a plant. You know, it takes money to buy the seeds and the water and the dirt and those and the containers and all that stuff. That, you know, takes money, and we're able to raise enough to do that. But then all the other aspects of it, you know, growing and nurturing, and that's right. that comes with just energy and love.
Yeah, right. Time does that, and the presence of people and all of those things, that people show up. And
in fact, that's the one thing I notice. I always make a point of saying thank you for your service, and veterans will either like that comment or not like that comment. But one thing I do know is that they do appreciate anything that you're in motion, in action, doing something. Words are words. So that's why I think it's really important that we continue to show them how much we really want to say, and this is our way of saying thank you.
Well, none of us, Michael, myself, or Michelle, or none of us are vets, although Michelle has the experience of, we have friends, we have
family.
You know, my brother was in the Marines in Vietnam, and I saw what it did to him, you know, when he wouldn't speak about it for 25, 30 years. Yeah. So it definitely is a thing that is with us, with every generation, really.
Yeah. Yep. And the drama and trauma is across all.
No one's immune.
All times and all wars and all duty.
Yeah.
It affects all of us.
All of us. Yeah, it does. And so, anyway, I just love what you're doing. I think you've got a couple of nice things that people, vets, have said to you about it.
Yeah, well, we asked Raymond Persley, who is a sergeant. He was a veteran and a peer support specialist. He says that it's a neutral, non-clinical, non-judgmental place for veterans of the community to come and be outside. We are able to openly have conversations about anything with no fear of repercussions. It is a place to volunteer and give back. It is a place to feel a connection with the earth and what it can provide. The VGP is an opportunity to get outside and build camaraderie with fellow veterans and genuine people. The garden is a confidence builder. The VGP is everything a veteran would want from wholehearted volunteers that have the utmost respect and gratitude for our women and men that serve this country.
He certainly summed it up.
He did. Yeah, we could have just read that at the beginning and said, we'll call it a day.
Yeah. Thanks, Bobby.
I don't know. It must feel so great for you guys.
Yeah, it does. It does, because it is respect. It is there's something about the fact, and it's love.
And is there any way that someone can actually physically volunteer?
But yeah, I get it all the time. People, how can I volunteer? Can I volunteer? Well, right now
we get a home. It's been really nice. That would be the ideal. We would love to somehow create a nursery where we could sell to the public and yet give free, and then have that space to be able to provide those services, because Rose is so ready with great ideas for cooking that I'm like, oh, we just need a home.
Well, and then if with space, and without COVID, all those things that you're doing could spread out to people who are not vets and kind of pull people together on that level.
Yes.
And we and pretty much Michael has developed almost like a cookie cutter organization, in the sense that this project can go anywhere and be recreated in other cities and towns, and so you know, it's kind of a formula.
You know, and Vanessa Church was kind enough to nominate us for E-Town, and we were actually awarded and sent out, and we got to meet Nick and Helen, and I got to share, so there is a podcast of E-Town with us, and what I was going to mention is, they were so proud of what we're doing for veterans that they wanted to let other communities know you could do this too in your community. So mm-hmm. the goal would be to make this cookie cutter, to get our home, and then to show this nation what we're capable to help take care of our veterans properly.
Ladies, thank you so much for this time.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bobby. I'll see you both out in the world. I'm so happy you are in it.
We've been listening to a pre-recorded interview with Michelle Angela and Rosemary Febo from the Veterans Garden Project in Chico. You can find them on the web at veteransgardenproject.org. Another nonprofit here in Chico in the North State being helped by the North Valley Community Foundation. If you missed part of this show, or if you'd like to pass it on to someone else, you can find it at kzfr.org. If you go to the Programs tab and you go to Tuesday, go down to North State Give and Take, you'll find it right there. So tune in next Tuesday at 6. Thanks for listening to North State Give and Take and to your local community radio station, KZFR 90.1 FM.